As is the practice, the patient is not being identified other than they're an Escambia County resident. The Florida Department of Health Escambia has issued a mosquito-borne illness advisory for what Health Director Dr. John Lanza calls an endemic.
That means that it's always present in mosquitoes in the county. It's just that we see the possible transmission from a mosquito to a human in the summer months simply because there are more mosquitoes.
Escambia's two confirmed West Nile cases in 2016 were in August and September when temperatures were high and rain was plentiful. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, up to 80% of people infected with West Nile show no symptoms. Lanza says that's both good and bad.
The good part of it is that few people, less than 1 in 10, have a serious outcome from the disease. But those that do have a serious outcome, there's a significant neurological impact in many of these individuals.
Symptoms of West Nile include fever, headache, body aches, vomiting, diarrhea, or a rash. Most recoveries are complete, but fatigue and weakness can last for weeks.
We, of course, are concerned about any cases of what we call arboviral or mosquito-borne diseases, and there are a number of them out there, of course. One that we think about more these days is Zika. Of course, there has not been any local transmission of Zika this year, so that's great.
Could there be a light at the end of the tunnel? Lanza says there appears to be a trend regarding West Nile and the number of people infected, but he concedes there's no science behind it, just a gut feeling on his part.
Over the past 14 to 15 years, so many area folks have been bitten by mosquitoes that are probably carrying West Nile that we've got immunity to it. And that's why we're seeing a lot less cases than we saw 5-10 years ago. I think in 2012, we had like 16 cases or 17 cases, something like that. Pretty significant number within the state of Florida.
Protecting against mosquitoes is a fairly straightforward practice called drain and cover. Drain all standing water around your home so the pests have no place to breed.
Any little puddles, pots, or saucers underneath a plant, make sure that they're drained off at least weekly. Some of these bromeliad-type plants also, you can accidentally water them within the center of it, and it holds the water within the center, and then they can grow their larvae in there.
The cover part involves wearing long sleeves and pants when going out at dawn and dusk when mosquitoes feed. For uncovered skin, be sure to apply a repellent containing DEET, picaridin, oil of lemon eucalyptus, or IR-3535. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.